Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hello, this is Dr. Dave, your success coach. Thank you for joining me today on Success Made Simple. I hope you're having a great week, and I've had a busy week this week, a lot of travel this week, ending up a busy month of October and November now. There's just so many things happening, and it won't be long, just a few weeks, we'll be getting into the holiday season. And so start losing weight now so that you can balance it out, right? We're going to be talking today about control. So maybe this will help you as they start to make all that Thanksgiving food in a few weeks and then Christmas. Maybe control is what you need to hear about. I was just down in Florida, and it's warmer there than in Detroit here, but it's all good. It's all good. And so thank you, wherever you're joining us at, all around the world. We'd love to hear from you. Please shoot us an email. We'd love to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. And your encouraging words just are like energy. They're like fuel for me. So I love to know how the podcast is helping you. We take a lot of time and effort to make these and put them out, and I want to make sure that you're getting something out of them. And so make sure you send me a message, send me an email, something, and let's connect. Check out davemartin.org to find out more about maybe when we're coming to your area, different events, things that we've got going on. And make sure you're connected with us on our Facebook page as well. We're going to be putting up some new things there that are going to help you, and Instagram as well. So, and then my TikTok. Oh, you should see the videos. I am totally making this up because I'm not on TikTok. But anyway, a lifetime is filled with many different experiences that become what we call pivot points in someone's destiny. Sometimes these pivot points can take a person down a pathway of blessing that they could never even imagine when they started the journey. But other times, life can take a person down a highway that leads to a lot of tragedy and disappointment. And that's why all of us need another shot. We need to have the ability and have the understanding of how to bounce back, right? To come back. And again, you've heard me talk about the Bounce Back Program. It's available on the website. Please check that out. I promise you, it could really be the major turning point for your life. If there's an area that you need a bounce back, maybe from a relationship or a business or just some personal things in your health, whatever area of life, you need an opportunity to make something right that has gone wrong. Those pivot points are so vital and so important to us. Now, in the short run, these defeats we face sometimes are the times in life that are difficult and painful. In the long run, there are the times that those setbacks are what builds character and impart the wisdom that we need for the road that's ahead. So in a way, our failures, the times we need to bounce back, are can sometimes be the best times for us, because they are the times that clarify our vision and nurture our resolve. These are the times that make us strong and point us in the right direction. The difference between allowing our setbacks to destroy us and letting them strengthen us is found in the way that we respond to them. When a person allows his worst disappointments to better clarify his purpose in life, or when a person allows his temporary setbacks to ignite a passion in his heart for the things that truly matter to him, then those moments of difficulty can become the watershed moments when we learn to take control of ourselves, and we learn to take control of those things that we have the power to influence. There also are the times when we can learn the wisdom of letting go of some of the things we can't control, those things that are beyond our command. Now, have you ever tried to learn a sport? I'm talking about learning the rules of a sport so that you can follow the game on television. Just moving to the north from Florida and growing up in Mississippi, we didn't have this sport that they call hockey. I'd seen it on TV, but I never really had watched it. But moving to Detroit, a friend of ours was more than happy to let us have some of his season tickets. Some of his tickets, he has season tickets to the Red Wings games, and he really had no use for going because they're just not that good. And so anyway, he gave us his tickets. At any time you want to go, here's my ticket. So getting there, I had to learn I knew that you hit a puck around, but I didn't know what this circle was and that line was for. And I just liked the action of them slamming against the glass walls and then just the being in the arena. But when I began to learn the sport itself, have you ever tried to actually learn maybe to play a competitive sport? Now I'm out every week on the hockey rink that's not true at all. But if you ever learned to play a sport, you know that every sport is more difficult than it really appears. You also know that the proper way to play the sport is not the way that seems right at first. The proper way to swing a tennis racket is not the way we tend to swing it instinctively, or the proper way to roll a bowling ball is not the way that maybe feels most natural. And definitely, we've been going to Top Golf a little bit lately, me and my son. The proper golf swing is extremely uncomfortable from what Happy Gilmore used to do there. Did you ever see that movie about golf? Anyway, the best way to learn to play a sport is to learn it incrementally, a little bit at a time. As you become comfortable with one process, you can move on to the next process, and eventually you'll start to improve. And life is the same way. People don't go from obscurity to success simply by getting up one morning and deciding that's what they're going to do. They master a skill, and to master the skill that go into success and winning, a person must hone those skills slowly over time. They must work toward a goal that is a little bit each day, nurturing the process of achievement, a little bit here and a little bit there until excellence is finally attained. Particularly in a time of crisis, a person who wants to succeed must work toward his goals a little bit each day. He must make small daily deposits into the reservoir of knowledge and experience that will be needed when the time comes to take his crucial shot, or learning to do the things that are necessary every day to move your life forward, maybe just an inch or two. I remember the statement by Captain Sully Sullenberger as he was being interviewed by Katie Couric after he landed that plane. Do you remember the miracle? They call it the miracle on the Hudson, when he landed that airplane in the Hudson River. And he said, you know, for I think it was 40 something years, he said, I've been making regular deposits into the bank of wisdom and education and experience. And fortunately, that day I was able to make a large withdrawal. Achieving greatness requires self-control. Your ability to overcome your setbacks is dependent on your willingness to accept this harsh reality and your willingness to take responsibility to educate yourself, to train yourself, to make the changes that you need to make. There are a lot of things you won't be able to control as you bounce back or as you take another shot at your goals or your business or your relationship. You're not going to be able to control the economy. You're not going to be able to control the weather. You're not going to be able to control what your enemies do or even what your friends choose to do. But the tides of life can turn for you once you learn to control you. You control yourself, because in the end, you are responsible for you. You are responsible for the outcome of your life. If it's going to be, it's up to me. Unfortunately, if there's a flaw that is common today, it's the tendency we have to blame others for the circumstances of our lives. I had to confront someone just recently, and they came up with every reason why it wasn't their fault, why it was someone else. It even was my fault for a little while. It's the tendency to see ourselves as victims of other people's decisions and other people's actions and the circumstances created by other people's deeds. If you have failed in the past, you need to understand the role that you played. Right? You are the CEO of you. You Inc. You Incorporated. And what's the role that you played in your own demise? And I can trace back so many of my failures to me. You know, we say there's no I in team, right? But there are a lot of I's in responsibility. You need to be ready to master your own weaknesses as you prepare to try again. Reinhold Niebuhr wrote one of the most famous prayers in the history of the church. It's the Serenity Prayer, the prayer of serenity. He said, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the courage to change the things I can and the wisdom to hide the bodies of, no, and the wisdom to know the difference. What can I change and what can't I change? Can you pray this prayer? Can you honestly ask the Lord to give you these same three qualities? Change the things I need to change and the wisdom to change. What he prayed for serenity, but he did not pray for serenity in every situation. Like most qualities, serenity is only useful in the appropriate context. So when neighbor prayed for a serenity, he prayed for it in those situations that proved to be beyond his control. He wanted to maintain inner peace and calm when there was nothing he could do to change the circumstances that were affecting him. He also prayed, Reinhold there prayed that for courage. He prayed for courage. When faced with things that he could not control, he wanted serenity. But when faced with things that could be controlled, that he could control, he wanted valor. He wanted nerve. He wanted courage. And when the heat is on and the battle's raging, the proper response is one of bravery, courage, not contentment. The proper stance is one of audacity, not mellowness. So God will give us courage to do the things that we must do if we are willing to ask him for it. He will give us courage if we will show ourselves willing to fight the battles that we must fight to move our lives forward. He also prayed for wisdom. Three things. The key to success, by the way, courage. In just a few weeks, I'm going to release a brand new program called The 12 Traits of the Greats. It's from a book I wrote, The 12 Traits of the Greats, and it's a kind of a school of greatness. We're kind of coming up with the exact title, but it'll be a 365-day, 1 year. Let me be your coach for 1 year. Give me 12 months. We're going to break down this book as I've spent thousands of hours studying great achievers and what made them great. And as I looked at 12 common qualities, I put courage in there as one of them. A lot of them have to do with our personal life, but courage is something that every one of us are going to need. So wisdom, the key to success is to know the difference between serenity and courage and to know the difference between those times when one is appropriate and when the other one isn't appropriate. So ask God for serenity. Ask him for courage. But most importantly, ask him for wisdom. I've been doing a study and a teaching on wisdom, how vital it is. In the Bible, it says it's the most important thing you can have. It says, whatever you do, get it. Ask God for wisdom, the ability to tell the difference between what is appropriate and what is inappropriate is the foundation of a good life. And with daily installments, controlling what you can, releasing what you can't, and knowing the difference between them, not only will you bounce back from failure, but you will be well on your way to achieving the goals and the dreams and that you have in your heart. And you will eventually find yourself at the finish line, holding the trophy, winning the race, because you had the wisdom and you had the control and you had all those things that you need, the timing. If you've not heard the last 12 podcasts, I encourage you, go back. Success Made Simple, the last 12 weeks, we took this book, another shot. If you don't have this book, I encourage you to get a copy of the book. You know, every time you purchase a copy of this book, we give a copy to an inmate, someone in that's incarcerated will get a copy of this book. So thank you for making that investment. And the Bounce Back program, you get this book for free with that. So if you haven't seen that or heard about that, go to davemartin.org, find out more about that as well. So anyway, the last 12 weeks we've gone through this book, each chapter, and I've done a podcast on each chapter, teaching those principles and how you can use them. But we put it all together into a program with six coaching sessions over 40 days called Bounce Back. So make sure you check that out. Also, I want to just thank again our partner and sponsor for the podcast, Bang Energy Drinks. Bang is not your stereotypical high energy, life sucking soda. Don't make a mistake. A lot of them are just masquerading themselves like as energy drinks. And you look on the back there, I was doing that keto diet, and I look, man, the carbs and the sugars, but not on Bang, no carbs, no sugar. Those other energy drinks cause you, though, that's why you crash, right? But with Bang, you get the energy that you need, and you enjoy the rest of your day without feeling like one of those crash dummies that hit a brick wall, right? So thank you to Bang. Make sure you check one of these out. I think it'll really, if you like energy drinks, it'll give you the boost that you need. Again, share today's podcast. Tell somebody else about Success Made Simple on all the different iTunes and Podomatic, all those. Make sure you subscribe so that every time a new podcast comes out, you are the first to know. Also, if you go to davemartin.org, you can sign up there for a free book. We'll give you a free book. And when you do, your email address will be put into the system, and every week we'll email you the links and remind you about Success Made Simple. So I hope you have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you back next week right here on Success Made Simple. I'm Dr. Dave, your success coach.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.